as we adjust with many other things, including Keene Memorial Library. Laura England Biggs with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Yeah. Been doing lots of moving, so let's talk a little bit about that and where everything stands.
Well, we are in a strange place right now. All of the materials are on the shelves where they belong, but we still have some boxes of things to sort out. We still have some technology issues to iron out. Mm-hmm. And we still have some stuff back at the library to get rid of so that the contractors can come in next week.
Very good. Yeah, that'll be nice.
We are in a good place for our grand opening at the temporary space at the City Auditorium on Monday, September 19th. We'll reopen at 9:30 a.m. just like we used to.
Very good.
That's exciting.
Yeah, you have to just keep on going, don't you? And
we
one
do.
Of those one of those items would be story time.
That's right. We've kept it going Fridays at 10 a.m. thanks to our partners Metro Community College, just across the street from the auditorium. It's up in room 207, so you can either take the stairs or the elevator. And Ms. Sonia, Ms. Justine, Ms. Carrie, they've been keeping the tradition going. 10 o'clock Fridays. Coming back with our Ready for Kindergarten story time on Tuesday, September 20th. Once we reopen, we'll relaunch that program, which is aimed at kids 2 to 5 and gets them the skills they need to go to school.
Oh, I like
letters, colors, shapes, fine motor skills, all that good stuff.
And that will be at Metro as well?
That will also be at Metro, room 207, at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays.
All right. Well, you're pretty solid, though, on the 19th. That's going to happen.
We are solid on that. We are definitely a go. I've got a week to get the rest of it pulled together.
Oh, no problem, Laura.
Yeah.
It's not the mother thing.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
There we go.
You're almost there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've got a great team. They dig in. They do the work. They don't complain. We give them breaks, obviously, and I have a little surprise for them today. I'm kind of excited about
it. Oh, good.
I don't know if any of them are listening. If they are, too bad. It's not going to be a surprise anymore. I got them T-shirts that say, I survived the Keene Memorial Library Move 2022.
Oh, hilarious. That's funny.
So when people come into the auditorium, you'll probably have to get them reoriented, won't you?
Yes, we will. And to do that, I'm going to be offering some mini tours at 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 2 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. Just to be able to come in and say, hi, welcome. Here's where you can find adult fiction. Here's where you can find the large type. If you're looking for kids' books, you go to the other side. Here's where we put the catalog computers. New books are still located in the little boats that you're used to, and mm-hmm. we've still got this display. And look around, ask questions, and there's the circulation desk for your checkout and check-in.
Very good. How about computer access?
We are working on that. Pieces of it work, pieces of it don't. I'm hoping by the 19th, all of those wrinkles are ironed out.
Okay.
But there will be 6 public access computers. And knock on wood, printing.
Yeah.
That's the piece that's really giving us the biggest fits right now. But the city IT folks are great. The folks who manage the print management system are really trying to work with us and get things up and running.
Good deal. Yeah, as you said, as we said earlier, things have to continue to move on. And I guess it doesn't really matter when you would have done this. Either way, it would have. You just have to do it, don't you?
That's right. Just dig in, do it. Get her done.
Yeah. As far as construction and some of that on the at the actual library, mm-hmm. is there a timeline that's kind of set right now for all that?
I wouldn't say set, but the dates that I've been given tell me that I'll be back in by probably October, November 2023.
Nice. Good deal.
And so I'm going with that for now because I'm looking forward to seeing the expansion and my new office and mm-hmm. all the wonderful spaces for the public.
Oh, yeah. Phone numbers or anything change?
No change. Still 402-727-2694. It may take us a little while to answer because we've got some phone things going on.
You have to find the phones.
Right. We have to find the phone that's ringing and answer it. But you can also reach us at library.info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at FremontNE.gov. And come see us at 925 North Broad Street starting the 19th.
Can you do one more thing for me? Just remind our listeners, if you're looking into audiobooks, the easiest way to get to that place, I guess.
The easiest way is probably to go to nebraska.overdrive.com. If you don't want to do that, go to fremontne.gov/library. And from our e-resources page, there's a link to Overdrive. You can get access to thousands and thousands of audiobooks and downloadable ebooks and e-magazines and even some streaming video.
Oh, very nice.
I just have one quick question.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I understood. The temporary tour, the welcome back tours that you're doing at those certain hours that you spoke of, that's on Monday, September 19th?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is on Monday the 19th.
So that's 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 6 o'clock.
That's right. We want to catch as many people as we can.
Good deal. Well, Laura Biggs, thank you. I appreciate you stopping in.
Appreciate being here.
Yeah, head of the library right here in Fremont, Keene Memorial Library, as we all know, going to be under construction. So moving over to the city auditorium for, it's going to be a period of time, but they'll be able to help you out. So stop on over and check it out. Thank you.
Thank you.